And joining us now on the line here on WKOK is Valley U.S. Congressman Fred Keller of the 12th Congressional District. Joins us live from Washington as the impeachment debate is ongoing before the historical vote is expected to take place sometime later this evening. Fred, thanks so much for joining us on what's been a very busy day for you, I'm sure.
Well, thank you, Matt, and I want to just say thanks to all the good people of PA-12 for the work they do every day.
And so far, Fred, I know the proceedings have been going on today since about 9 o'clock this morning. What's been some reaction to what's been said so far and what continues to be said in today's debates?
Well, if you look at the debate, it's sort of summing up what's happened, you know, ever since the Speaker announced the impeachment inquiry. There's really nothing new. You know, and it's important that we talk about the facts and what we know to be facts. And you know, the Democrats have produced no facts, but the facts of the situation are the transcript that was released by the president of the phone call that you know, showed no evidence of any kind of pressure or quid pro quo, or even to go down and now what the Democrats said after their their focus group. No bribery, no extortion. You know, the narrative has changed so much. But anyhow, the transcript doesn't show any of that. President Zelensky and President Trump, the person who was supposedly pressured, President Zelensky said there was no pressure. The NDAA, which is voted on by Republicans and Democrats, requires a president to make sure there's no corruption in a foreign nation before they give them American taxpayer dollars. And, you know, so while the president and the administration was going through carrying out their duty, you know, the Ukraine didn't know that their military aid had been held up. And eventually, once the administration got through that, it was released and it did not require any action by Ukraine that the Speaker, Chairman Schiff and Chairman Nadler and those who want to remove the president from office and have wanted to do that for a very long period of time have accused of happening. So that's really, I mean, you're today is just you know, a rehashing of the past several weeks, months of what's been going on TV. So I don't think there's absolutely nothing new. So that's really what's happening today.
So then how exactly will you personally be handling today? Are you going to be actually saying something on the House floor today? You just kind of sit back and listen? What's kind of your approach for today?
Oh no, I intend on standing up on the House floor and defending our republic, defending our Constitution, and making sure that every American, including the President of the United States, is treated fairly.
So then what will happen from here as to when we could actually see a vote taking place? I guess that'll still be sometime this evening. How's the timing been so far?
Well, I know there's several hours of debate to go yet, and we're being told that votes will likely take place this evening sometime around 7 or 8 o'clock.
And what would you say to the people who will react strongly on both sides if we do see an impeachment vote go through, being obviously the Democrats do control the House? What would you say to those people who are going to react strongly on both sides of the aisle?
Well, the one thing, I guess I said it earlier, and I want to say this, we have to look at what we're doing here. And when you look at the accusations that are out there, I'm old enough to know, you know, that when I was growing up, if you were a witness, you had to actually witness something. You know, the Democrats haven't produced anything. And the fact that they've gone through this unfair process, the fact that, you know, many of the Democrats, and over half of them, have voted for impeachment before this phone call and just other things. They've been calling for the impeachment of the president. They were just trying to look for something to hang on him, and they thought they had something here. And, you know, we were going to see a whistleblower. We never saw a whistleblower. And, you know, the whole thing has just been an unfair process that people that are intent, I think it's career politicians that have been in Washington, D.C., the Speaker, Chairman Schiff, Chairman Nadler, that have been at this for their entire lifetimes and have not produced the results for the American people and kept as many promises as President Trump has in 3 years.
Now, I saw recently that you were at some sort of congressional function with the president. I saw on your social media pages. Have you been in contact at all with the president as far as what he's doing during this entire time as these proceedings move on?
Well, I think the president's probably doing much of what everybody else is doing, taking a look at some of the debate and seeing what's happening. You know, I was at the I was at the White House Christmas party, and in a matter of fairness, when I was before I was elected to office in the 90s, I was also to the Easter egg roll when President Clinton was in office too. So in a matter to make sure that everybody understands, I just don't go to holiday functions with one administration. I have pictures of myself with my kids when they were young with President Clinton down at the Easter egg roll. So yeah, I was to the White House. I was to the White House Christmas party. It just so happens that President Trump's the president now, and I intend on seeing that every American is afforded their rights under the Constitution. And this impeachment process put forth by the Speaker, Chairman Nadler, Chairman Schiff, and those who have been against the president since the day he was elected. I call it their impeachment whack-a-mole. They started out with the Mueller report. That didn't work, so they were going to bring Mueller in, and he was a total dud. And then they had this phone call, and they had a whistleblower, and they didn't have the whistleblower, so they had somebody else, a hearsay witness. Then they finally trotted out some constitutional scholars who had no direct evidence of anything else. I just simply refer to it as, when you were a kid, you played that game whack-a-mole, and that's what they've been doing since the day President Trump got elected.
Right, as you did mention on the mark last time.
Rather than working on things like USMCA, which, ironically, after the Speaker finally says it's going to come up for a vote, and she could have done this months ago, China announced that they're going to agree to the deal, phase one China deal, which is huge for agriculture. It's huge for a lot of things, intellectual property, currency manipulation. Boy, wouldn't it have been nice if we could have gotten that done for the American people a lot sooner, rather than being distracted with the fact that these people that want to impeach the president have disdain for him, his America First agenda, and the 63 million Americans that voted for him.
And we're speaking with Valley U.S. Congressman Fred Keller of the 12th Congressional District, who's joining us now live from Washington as today's impeachment vote debate continues, and the vote will continue to later on this evening. And Fred, it was actually just said recently at President Trump's latest visit to central Pennsylvania down in Hershey a couple weeks ago, and a lot of supporters for the president have feared that maybe violence could come out regarding of what might happen tonight with the vote of the Democrats voting President Trump out of office. Your views on that and how maybe that could be prevented, knowing that, again, there's going to be a lot of strong opinions on both sides of the aisle here?
Well, again, I don't know who's calling for violence or who's saying violence is going to happen. I know that the only kind of activity I saw where people were unruly was people that were wanting to protest the president, or people that showed up when he got inaugurated and had some actions down here in the Capitol. I don't know that any of the president's supporters have gone out and done those kind of things. So I have a lot of faith in the American people. They're seeing through what this is, and if whichever way it goes, I know when the election didn't go the way the left wanted it to go, they did have some violence, and they actually did do some of that. But I would hope that everybody will behave appropriately. I have faith in the American people.
And my final question for you, Fred, and again, thanks so much for joining us. If the vote does go the way we think it will, obviously it'll be just the third time in history that this will happen where a president is voted by the House out of office. How will this be looked back on in American history and even from other countries' perspective based on some of the things you've talked about earlier that's still being done while all this is going on?
Well, the first thing I'll say is this vote won't take the president out of office. This vote will kick off the second phase of this impeachment. It actually sends it over to the Senate, where there would be a hearing or a trial, and the evidence would be presented, presided over by the Chief Justice, and then the Senate would be the jury. And again, then the president would be able to call witnesses, and I guess we could see Hunter Biden and Vice President Biden, who actually had threatened Ukraine with actions or withholding money. So again, however the vote goes today, the president isn't removed from office. There isn't the evidence there, in my mind, to even warrant the vote today. But that's going to happen. It's like this, Matt. I know I said it a couple weeks ago. It reminds me of the old REO Speedwagon song from 1980. Heard it from a friend that heard it from a friend that heard it from another.
Yes, I remember you saying
anybody's
that. Yep.
Reasonable enough to know that if your neighbor's friend's cousin's brother-in-law says something about you, and there's no evidence of it, and there's no witness of anything, just simply because they make that accusation, you don't have to prove your innocence. They don't call the state police and say, you got to go have a hearing and an investigation on Matt Cotrillo based on something like that. And that's what this is. This is second, third, fourth, fifth-hand hearsay. And I think the American people are seeing that, and I think that's bearing out in the president's favorability numbers, quite frankly.
Well, certainly been a crazy time in Washington. All that will continue. We'll continue to watch very closely as the impeachment proceedings continue with the debate in the House, the vote, and then if this does go to the Senate for trial. Fred, I know it's been a busy time for you down in Washington. Thanks much again for the time, and we will definitely stay in touch on this.
Thanks, Matt. We'll talk to you soon.
And that is Valley U.S. Congressman Fred Keller of the 12th Congressional District joining us live from Washington as the impeachment proceedings continue. And we'll be right back here on WKOK.